Hi there, this is Marta from the Buena Onda Radio at the Arturo Soria School. We've got today a special program with third grade students about prehistory. They're gonna tell us very interesting things, so please pay attention. Here we go, right after the music.
Hello, I am Torek. My son's name is Makoko.
Hello.
Sorry, but my son is making prank. My wife's name is Larissa.
Stop!
And my daughter's name is Mick.
Stop, Makoko.
It was very cold in the Paleolithic. Mick and Makoko were looking for skin of animals in the forest. Makoko got lost. When Mick alerted home, the whole family if Makoko got lost in the forest.
Family, Makoko is lost in the forest.
Makoko! Shout Mick, Gladys and Torek.
Days after looking, we find Makoko. The day before yesterday, it was a storm, and the storm broke a branch, and some sparks jumped out. Makoko put some in a branch, and he make fire.
Look, family, this is fire can be who's cook. Fast, I need food.
One day, a girl went to a cave. In the cave, there was a decorative still of pottery.
The girl lived with her dad and mom. The girl's name was Carla, the mom's name was Loro.
And the dad's name was Granito. And the dad discovered a new cave, and then he met people.
They were sedentary, so they didn't move. And they use it to domesticate animals. They eat mammoths and fruits. They use it to live in villages.
Adventure of Bronze. A long time ago, in the prehistory, in the Metal Ages, in the Bronze Age, there was a boy, his name was Put. He had a sister, her name was Monty.
One night, Monty and Belt woke up and they saw that the bronze wasn't there anymore. So they were scared and they decided to look for the bronze.
Days after, when they were walking, they found a mammoth and they asked, "Do you know where is the bronze's robber?" "Yes, he walked to the east."
Days later, the children were walking when they found an empty market. They saw a smiling shadow and they saw the bronze and they took the bronze back.